I'm grateful to join with you today for another moment around God's Word and prayer. It's been famously said that God has no grandchildren. Now, you may have grandchildren, I don't know. I just had my first grandchild, but God, spiritually, God has no grandchildren because every generation, just because I serve the Lord doesn't mean my daughters or their children will serve the Lord. Every generation needs their own encounter with God. And this is what we confront as we begin the book of Judges in the Old Testament. The previous book, Joshua, is a story of how Joshua led Israel into the promised land and they took possession of the land. But now Joshua and that generation have died off. And in Judges chapter 2, we read these words, verse 10. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, after Joshua's generation had died off, another generation grew up who neither knew the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. In other words, they had no personal, this next generation had no personal encounter with God. They didn't know God like their parents had that had died off. And they were low on biblical literacy. They no longer knew or remembered the stories of what God had done in the past. Today we would say, you know, possibly our children are low on spiritual experiences and low on biblical knowledge. This would be the same thing. But verse 11 said, then the Israelites, which is inevitable, into verse 12, forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. Why? Because they followed and worshiped various gods of the peoples around them. And this is a great battle for every new generation, for all of our children, our grandchildren. They just because we know the Lord doesn't mean that they will know the Lord automatically. Because there's a pull in our world. The media, the cultural values. This is the pull of the system of this world. The Bible says, don't love the world, neither the things are in the world, because the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, everything that the enemy uses to blind us spiritually is always pulling at us. And this was true of Israel. A generation rises up. They didn't know the Lord, and they had lost knowledge of what God had done for their forefathers in the past. And so they followed and worshiped the gods of the nations surrounding them. And of course, that would lift the blessing of God off of them as a people. This would bring the judgment of God. And so they would become victim to the powers of the things that they gave themselves to. And this included their protection from the enemies around them. Like verse 15, whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. And they were in great distress. But here's the message of Judges. When they're in great distress, God is going to send a judge. He's going to send a deliverer to them to break the oppression of the enemy. Why? Because they repented? No, but because God was moved by their distress. So verse 18 of Judges 2, whenever the Lord raised a judge for them, he was with that judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as that judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them. So God keeps giving another chance. Just when he hears the groaning, the loss that they experience when they turn to other gods rather than the true and living God. But verse 19, but when the judge died, the people returned to ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors, following other gods and serving and worshiping them. They refuse to give up their evil practices and their stubborn ways. So you don't need a degree in rocket science to understand this. This is the inclination of the human heart. As long as good, godly leadership was there to influence, they served the Lord. They turned their back on the Lord. They came under God's judgment. They became victim. I mean, whatever you substitute God for will ultimately victimize you. But in their groaning, in their suffering, God would just have mercy on his people. He'd keep coming back. And as long as that new judge would live, they'd serve God. That judge would die, and they'd just go right back to the world. Thank God for Jesus. He's the ultimate judge, capital J, who died on the cross for us, not only to forgive our sin, but to break the power of sin and to change our hearts with his resurrection spirit. So in light of this, I especially feel today to pray with you for your children if you have them. If you don't have children, perhaps pray for your nieces and nephews or friends of yours. Pray for their children. But let's agree together. Father, how the next generation needs an encounter with you. The generation after Joshua, they did not know you, and they did not know the great things that you had done for Israel in previous generations. May our children not be like that. I pray that they will have a personal encounter with you. Lord Jesus, you who can forgive their sin and change their hearts, I pray you'll pour your spirit upon our children. Give them God encounters in the name of the Lord. And give them a hunger to learn the word of God, to get to know you and to understand through your word the great things you have done and the great things that you can do. We claim our children for you today. We claim our grandchildren, if we have them, for you today, that they will have their own God encounter, and that they will come to know you and serve you rather than the gods of this world. We claim them, we pray for them, and we thank you that you can put your hand on them, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.